Of course, we are fully aware on the fact that it is very, very seldom that groups of Jews terrorize the streets with robberies and gang rapes and such. And as another question, a little parenthesis, this is not done by Muslims either, but of course by racially foreigners, out of some might be Muslims. So this is actually also a racial problem and not a religious one. But that was a parenthesis, of course. Instead of terrorizing people on the streets, the globalists and the capitalists are the ones that orchestrate the import of non-whites into white countries. They're doing this through lobbyists, politicians, and subversive associations, and through dominating the banks, the media, the education, culture, and entertainment industries almost all over the world. And with their banks and money, they buy power and corrupt influential people. They support NGOs that fight for open borders, integration, and against racism. With their lobby groups, they affect politicians as well as the masses to be more positive towards mass immigration. With their media, they brainwash everyone by, for example, silencing the consequences of mass immigration, then also demonizing us that resist. With education and culture, they teach us that we whites have nothing to be proud of and that national socialism is pure evil. With the entertainment industry, they pour out movies, music, and video games where you are encouraged to race mix and embrace white guilt. And with their politicians, they control the opposition, so that the rebellious people should focus their anger on Islam and religion instead of the real problems, the Jewish power movement and race.